This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome. And good afternoon on the West Coast, good evening on the East. You're listening to the Paul Drockton Financial Report, and we're taking a look right now at the financial markets. And it appears as if we have gone from over the rainbow to the poppy fields. That's the only place I can think of where we must be right now, where everybody's asleep. As the Dow Industrials broach 16,000, and as the S&P 500 is at 1791, there's no other way to describe this. You know, if this is the measure of prosperity, then, well, then we live in prosperous times, my friends. But clearly, when you take a look beyond the reported numbers, for example, we're taking a look right now at the Shiller price per earning ratio on the S&P 500. Now, remember, the S&P 500 represents the 500 most capitalized companies on the exchanges. And what does that mean? Well, that simply means that 75 cents of every dollar invested in the stock market is invested in some stock that's traded on the S&P 500. So the S&P 500 is the most accurate index, bar none, because it reflects the movement of money. So we take a look at the S&P 500 and its historical P.E. ratio adjusted for inflation, which, by the way, is known as the Shiller P.E. ratio. And it sits right now at 25.16. Now, the reason why that is somewhat disconcerting is because it was about 26, 27 before the collapse of 2007. And then it fell all the way down to its lows, which were low. And, of course, the reality is that the market has a habit of doing this. Take you back to the 24 P.E. ratio we saw back in 1965, which was the high water mark, and then it started to drop from there. So that by 1982, we were hovering right above 5 price per earning ratio. Now, the P.E. ratio is a reflection of how long it takes you to get your money back. So the market corrects to 5. Corrected to 5 back in 1920, corrected to 5 in 1932, corrected to 5 in 1982, and it's corrected below 10 numerous other times. So, this is la-la land. There's no other way to describe it. And, of course, we take a look at 25.16 today and compare that to 26 in 2007, and that tells you that there are bad things on their way when it comes to the stock market. and they can go ahead and they can dump as much money as they can into it. They can even inflate earnings. But the reality is it's nothing more than fluff, nothing more than foam. And when you wipe away the foam, then you deal with reality. Nothing more than fog on the foam, covering reality. So there, my friends, is reality. That's where the PE sits right now. So in other news, we take a look at the amount of debt that the foreign governments are holding right now, U.S. Treasuries, and we find that $5.6 trillion currently, up a little bit from $5.5 trillion back in August, and pretty much who's buying? Well, of course, China's holdings are at $1.29 trillion, up a little bit, but down from $1.297. So $1.297 trillion. So Japan, up a little bit from April. Caribbean banking centers, we've up a little bit. Brazil, down a little bit. Taiwan, down a little bit. Remember, the Federal Reserve Bank, when they did a study on the history of treasuries, what they found is that when foreign governments sell $100 billion worth of treasury debt, then interest rates in this country go up 1.2%. So it really is that simple. So the impact on the economy is massive when interest rates start to go up. So right now, when we look at the 10-year treasury, we see that it's paying about 2.67% on a 10-year note, up from 1.65 back in April. And clearly, there's a lot more movement to the upside. And one of the reasons why is because the Treasury was forced to issue $1 trillion in new debt in the first 6 weeks of the fiscal year. Between October 1st, 2013, the first day of fiscal 2014, and November 14th, which was less than a month after Congress agreed to temporarily suspend the legal limit on the federal debt, the Treasury was forced to issue more than $1 trillion in new debt. So if you analyze that, that's $12 trillion over the next 12 months. During that time, according to the Daily Treasury Statement, the Treasury issued $1.14 trillion in new bills, notes, bonds, and other securities. Since the government needed this $1.14 trillion to cover government obligations, expenses that exceeded the $255 billion it raked in through tax revenues during the same six-week period. Where that combined $1.14 trillion in newly borrowed money and $255 billion in new tax revenues go, the lion's share went to pay off maturing securities the Treasury had sold before and had now come due. In total, according to the Daily Treasury Statement, the Treasury needed to redeem $879 billion in maturing debt during the first 6 weeks of fiscal 2014. So clearly, they're borrowing more than what they needed to pay off existing debt, maturing debt. So we're looking at about $200 billion more in new debt is what we're looking at, which means $200 billion in more treasuries, which means someone has to absorb that. So remember, there's a couple of things that could raise rates. One is if no one buys the new treasuries, and we're talking $200 billion, clearly the world has been saturated with U.S. treasuries, and it's not going to get any better. And the other thing is if people start selling. So who absorbed the $200 billion in new treasuries? That, my friends, is the million-dollar question, because I don't know. And we won't know because the Treasury report is months old, the one that I quoted. So one or two things is going to happen. either the Federal Reserve is going to absorb another $200 billion in new treasuries on its books, like a private corporation, or some foreign government's going to buy it. I don't see any foreign governments buying. So interest rates will go up. That is my prognosis. When? Soon. And when we talk about treasuries, we also have to talk about what's going on in China. Because China is in a glut right now when it comes to debt. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back again taking your phone calls. The number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back to the Paul Drucken Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, I apologize for burdening you with these stats, but once again, that's the only way I can explain this stuff, is to give you the hard numbers behind it. So what is the bold? Let me give you a quick summary here, executive summary. Stock market up, earnings not up, which simply means the stock market is overinflated. Last time the S&P had a 27 P ratio, then that's when we had the collapse. So we're at about 25.5, something like that, on the P ratio. So clearly, if you're just going off of history, it's getting ready to collapse based on history. Now, does that mean they can't drive it all the way up to 30? No, they could. They could drive it as high as they want. I'm just saying that at this point, this is where historically things have gone. Now, the other problem they've got is they just borrowed $200 billion more in new debt, and those treasuries have to be absorbed by someone. See, when the government needs money, what they do is they issue treasuries through the Treasury Department, and of course that money is then paid to the Federal Reserve, that little private corporation. So they obviously benefit from the interest that we pay on our debt. Goes to them, not to the country, not to ourselves, but to them. So here's the problem. $200 billion in new Treasury issues. I pointed out before that a $100 billion sell-off would raise rates 1.2%. Well, now we're dealing with a $200 billion new treasuries, which is like a $200 billion sell-off. Now, if those treasuries aren't absorbed by the Federal Reserve, and remember, the Federal Reserve said they're going to start tapering, in January, February, and if they're not absorbed by some foreign government, then that means rates could potentially go up 2% between now and the end of the year. That's the potential. Now, if rates go up 2% between now and the end of the year, then you're going to see some major insolvencies. Because we take a look at these insurance companies out there with their Baa1 Moody's credit ratings. These guys are already one step above junk grade. And their portfolio is going to be trashed. They're going to end up losing 20% of the value of their portfolios, which means revaluation, which means insolvency. Now, the problem with insurance companies, of course, is that they're bailed out by the state funds, not by the federal, except in the case where they're too big to fail, like AIG. And what that means is that these state insurance funds are supposed to bail out these mammoth, massive insurance companies, and it ain't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. What's going to happen is that these insurance companies one day are going to come out and say, we can no longer pay our obligations, period. And they're going to go into insolvency. What does that mean? That means that they're just going to stop paying. So those of you that have put your faith in insurance products, I mean, beware. I'm giving you it right now. Caveat, beware, buyer beware. Well, now's the time to beware. Remember, I came from the insurance industry. I know this industry like the back of my hand. I know how it works. And these guys take a 20% hit to their portfolio. They're going to be scrambling to meet their obligations. And what's that going to mean? Well, if it's a property casualty company, it's going to mean massive rate increases, less customers, because if you deal with price, as price goes up, customer base always goes down. That's just how it works, because less and less people can afford to pay the higher premiums. If you're dealing with a life insurance company, then that means they're going to take a 20% hit, and in order for them to meet their obligations, well, they're going to have problems. That's all there is to it. So this, my friends, is the day of reckoning that everybody's been avoiding. And, yeah, you know, could we avoid it longer? Sure. Could this thing go another 6 months? Of course. Could it go another year? Yeah. But there's just a lot of things going on right now that lead me to believe that it might not. I'm not guaranteeing anything here. I'm not making any predictions at all. I'm just looking at the data. And the data suggests that this is the precipice that we've all been waiting for right here, and that things are about to go over the cliff. Now, one of the things I talked about before the break was China. And the banksters in China are no different than the banksters here. If you recall, before the 2007 collapse, they were lending money here to people that had a name, social security number, and a pulse. That's all it took. In China's shipping valley, where the Yangtze River empties into the sea north of Shanghai, the once bustling home of the nation's biggest private shipbuilder is deadly quiet on a recent morning. Rows of dilapidated five-story dormitories in the city of Nantong, previously housing China Heavy Industries Group, 38,000 employees, were abandoned after the shipbuilder teetering on collapse cut almost 80% of its workers over the past 2 years. Most video caves, restaurants, and shops serving them closed. a $6.6 trillion credit binge during the past 5 years, encouraged by Beijing policymakers as stimulus to combat a global economic slowdown, now threatens to stoke a debt crisis. At stake are trillions of yuan in bank loans that companies producing everything from ships to steel to solar power are struggling to repay as the world's second largest economy heads for the weakest annual expansion since 1999. Rongsheng, which is seeking a government bailout after accumulating 25 billion yuan in unpaid loans as of June, including to the Bank of China Limited, is a casualty of overinvestment gone bust. In Nantong, the only remaining market is selling past its shelf life. Bread, woolly shoe pads, and other dusty items at a discount as shopkeeper prepares to wind down before the winter. There's no sign of a single customer. China's biggest banks are already affected, tripling the amount of bad loans they wrote off in the first half of this year and cleaning up their books ahead of what may be a fresh wave of defaults. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China and its four largest competitors expunged 22.1 billion yuan of debt that couldn't be collected through June, up from 7.65 billion yuan a year earlier. So China basically just wrote off 22 billion Chinese banks, 22 billion yuan in debt this year that couldn't be collected through June, which is up from 7.65 yuan a year earlier. So what are we talking about? 300% increase in bank write-offs? In the next 3 to 4 years, industries with excess capacity will be the main source of credit loss for banks and their non-performing loans as China cleans up the legacy. So what are we looking at? Well, we're looking at China's inability right now to do anything to help this economy because they're not in a position to. Overexpansion, easy money. That's how the banksters work. That's how they enslave nations. Because you want the money, we got the money. Just understand it comes with a cost. And we the people say, well, we're not worried about that right now. We're worried about this. We got to have that. There's a crisis over here, crisis over there. And as a result, we end up in a position where we've got nothing but debt. And lo and behold, all of our assets now belong to them. Well, China's in the same position. China's credit quality started to deteriorate in late 2011 as borrowers took on more debt to serve their obligations amid a slowing economy and weaker income. Interest owed by borrowers rose to an estimated 12.5% of China's economy from 7% in 2008. By the end of 2017, it may climb to as much as 22% and ultimately overwhelm borrowers. So interest rates in China are already going up, 12.5%. And it could go as high as 22%. Meanwhile, China's total credit will be pushed to almost 250% of gross domestic product. We're going to take a quick break. Again, opening up the phone lines. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report. My friends, remember, right now you can buy 1 ounce, 0.999. That's 99.9% pure, as pure as it gets. Unless you want to buy Canadian maples, which are 4 9s pure. Silver rounds for $1.99 over spot. That's it. That's as good as it gets. And as I said before, these are depository approved. These are COMEX approved. These aren't some musty old rounds lying around in my basement. These are brand new minted rounds. And the bottom line is that they can be yours. And what's the old adage? Buy low, sell high. No one ever catches it at the bottom, just like no one ever catches it at the top. That's just the way it is. You know, you buy the trend. Trend right now is silver's holding on. It's holding its own. And same thing with gold. Both of them are holding their own. In spite of the banksters doing everything they can to destroy the price of both. And as a matter of fact, we take a look at the November bank participation reports on both silver and gold. And right now, the banksters have manufactured about 200 million paper ounces of silver. Actually, it's 250 million. 50,789 contracts at 5,000 each. So 250 million paper ounces of silver against 39 million ounces of real silver sitting in the COMEX depositories. Which means that if you took all that paper away, silver would be valued right now at about 120 bucks an ounce. And we look at gold. And gold, there's right now almost 8.5 million ounces of paper gold being sold against less than 600,000 real ounces of gold in the depositories. Remember, depository inventories have declined rapidly this year. Went from over 3 million ounces of gold to down to where they are today, which is below 600,000. So the COMEX inventories are in decline. Silver, obviously, inventories are in decline. And eventually, price has to catch up to it. So you can sit on it all you want. The pressure just builds until it explodes. And that's what's going to happen. So now's the time to buy. You can do so through me. Simply visit the Republic Trading Group website. Call my cell phone, 330-636-6292. Email me, pdrockton, P-D-R-O-C-K-T-O-N, P-D-Rock, that weighs a ton, pdrockton, at AOL.com, or visit me at my shop in Spanish Fork, Utah, 1266 East Center Street, and we will help you in your precious metals acquisition. Also, if you're looking to sell, you know you can sell to me. You'll get your money right away. And literally, you'll get full value for your stuff. That's what it's all about. As I said, phone lines are open. The number is, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So the question is, Republican or Democrat? Well, this is how I look at it. Republicans are psychopaths. Democrats are sociopaths. One intent on destroying the individual, the other intent on destroying society, so you can choose which one you want. I, for one, grow weary of the left-right paradigm, the argument that you're a liberal or you're a conservative, when in reality, people vote party. They don't think about what that party stands for. And clearly, it's been the Republican Party that's dismantled the Bill of Rights, and it's been the Democratic Party that's dismantled the Constitution. So you choose which one. Obviously, they work towards the banksters' goal of one-world dictatorship, where each and every one of us decides nothing for ourselves. They will literally measure out to you your daily bread. They will assign you your work. They will tell you how long you will be there to work. They will tell you if you can get married, when you can get married, and to who. They will tell you if you can have kids, how many, and when. They will tell you when you can be born, if you can be born, when you can die, and if you can die. That, my friends, is their ideal world. In other words, reducing mankind to nothing more than livestock. That's their goal. So, debt is a form of slavery, and debt slavery leads to real slavery, just the way it is. And a classic example of this is what's going on in Argentina right now. And if you were wondering who your kids and my kids, and who your brothers and my brothers, and who your fathers and my fathers are fighting for, well, this should definitely leave no doubt in your mind. Argentina lost its bid for a rehearing of federal appeals court, ruling against it in litigation over $1.5 billion in the nation's defaulted bonds. So let me see if I get this straight. Argentina defaults on its bonds. This is a sovereign country. It has its own court system, by the way. And they are being told by a U.S. federal appeals court that they have to pay off that $1.5 billion. So sovereign countries come to the United States to declare bankruptcy. Gets more interesting. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in Manhattan today rejected Argentina's request that a larger panel of circuit judges reconsider a decision that a three-judge panel reached in August. So now we have three judges in the United States deciding whether or not Argentina has to pay its debt, a sovereign nation. The three judges upheld a lower court injunction barring Argentina from paying holders of its restructured debt if it fails to pay a group of investors that hold defaulted bonds. Ah, so now we see what's behind these judges' decision. Led by Elliott Management Corps, NML Capital, and Arias Capital Management LP. So what is the court basically telling Argentina? You will pay this group of investors before you pay anybody else. And by the way, this group of investors bought your debt for pennies on the dollar. That's how it works with sovereign debt. It's all very much the same as any other defaulted credit debt or thing, anything else that goes into default for pennies on the dollar. So the way these groups make their money is they buy this sovereign debt, they take it to a U.S. court, they get a ruling, and of course that ruling is backed by the good faith and credit of the United States military. So if you have any doubts what we're fighting for, here you go. The ruling leaves a possible appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. So Argentina can now go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they will decide whether or not Argentina should pay its own sovereign debt. As Argentina's last chance at reversing a decision it said threatens the country with a new default. The appeals court delayed enforcement of the August ruling, allowing Argentina to continue paying holders of its restructured debt while it seeks Supreme Court review. So now Argentina's declared bankruptcy, and they're going through our system. So not only does the federal court hear federal bankruptcies, in other words, those belonging to the United States of America, but now we're dictating to sovereign nations that they have to pay their debt to a group of investors that was able to buy their debt for pennies on the dollar. So we're not talking about making people whole here. We're not talking about Argentina screwing Elliott Management Corp. We're talking about Elliott Management Corp going in, buying Argentina's sovereign debt for pennies on the dollar, and then getting that debt at full value. How'd you like to have that kind of return in your portfolio? So they buy it for 1 cent on the dollar or less, and they go to court, and the court says, well, you got to pay a dollar on the dollar. Sounds pretty similar to what they do to us. Well, you shouldn't feel so bad right now because they're also doing it to sovereign nations like like Argentina. The appeals court delayed enforcement of the August ruling. How is the court going to enforce a ruling against a sovereign nation? Well, got to use the American military, I guess. Allowing Argentina to continue paying holders of its restructured debt while it seeks a Supreme Court review, Argentina in 2001 defaulted on a record $95 billion of foreign debt. Holders of more than 90% of the bonds agreed to take new exchange bonds in 2005 and 2010 at a deep discount. What does that mean? It means they bought them in the secondary market at a deep discount. I like how they try to couch this stuff. The court today also denied requests by groups holding restructured bonds to reconsider the case. Why is Argentina beholden to our courts? I don't. Someone explain this to me. Anyway, phone lines are open. Feel free to call in. We'll be right back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. The Paul Drockton Financial Report. And if you go to my website, Internet Truth, uinternettruth.org, you will see that there's a banner up there for Rain Soul. Soul, of course, is the supplement that contains the grape seeds, black raspberry seed, black cumin seed, and your omegas, 3, 6s, and 9s, as well as the ribose, which is like cell energy. And basically, a lot of you have requested samples. Many of you have called in requesting additional product. And all you need to do is visit my website, and it gives you the phone number. It's 385-223-4177 to order more. Or you can just click on the banner, and you can sign up to receive your box of Rain. It's awesome stuff, my friends. Okay, in other news, one of the things going on, of course, is what I told you, is that, remember, in order for abomination care to work, they have to suck in the young. That's the only way it's going to work, because obviously in order to pay the exorbitant premiums, you have to bring a bunch of healthy people into the pool. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So the healthiest pool is the group pool that insures university students. We're talking about individuals that are in their prime of their life, and compared to the other populations, don't have as many health issues. And so literally their group premiums have been very, very low. While many Americans are watching their individual policies get canceled, the new health rules, care rules, are also having a major impact on college campuses. For decades, universities and colleges have offered students bare-bones policies. No, actually, they've been offering major medical policies. Bare-bones policies? No. Major medical. Yeah, that's what they offer. It's a group plan. Gives you major medical. Because of the Affordable Care Act, those policies no longer cut it. You know, these people that call themselves journalists, I mean, give me a break. Really, do you even read this? You ever look at the policies? Do you even know what a bare-bones policy is? This is a group policy. They had good benefits. The reason why the premium's low is not because the benefits are low. It's because the risk is low for the insurance company. But it wasn't good enough for them. They have to make more money. And not only do they have to make more money, they have to eliminate all the competition. So there's only three or four, or at most five, insurance companies left selling health insurance in any given state. Those that have been selected by the governors of the state to be on the exchanges. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. At Bowie State University in Maryland, the cost of student health insurance policies went from roughly $100 a year to $1,800 a year. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have to laugh at this. Why? Because college students, well, you know what? At least they're in the 60s. They had a cause. What's their cause today? Gay marriage? I mean, give me a break. I mean, these people are supposedly learning the values of the Republic, and the Republic's being taken away from them right before their very eyes, and the inconsistency between what we have and what we had is so glaringly obvious, and their priorities are what? Well, they want to have more and more forms of deviant sex on campus. And off campus, without restraint. And of course, they want to reward sexual deviance. So, do I care that they're paying $100 or a month instead of $100 a year? No, I don't. Do they deserve it? Well, I don't know. Does anybody deserve what we're getting right now? The canceled plan offered $5,000 worth of medical coverage to students for just $54 per semester. That's over 6 months. University administrators said an acceptable replacement under the Affordable Care Act would have cost $900 per semester, a 1,500% increase. Actually, my friends, what it boils down to is that healthy pool of students have been sucked into the pool that includes deviants and people that have huge health risks. And as a result, their rates went up. Now, you would think that because there's more healthy people in the pool, that insurance would be less expensive for others under the Affordable Care Act, but yet we don't see that, do we? We see everybody paying more. We see families paying more. We see individuals paying more. We see older individuals paying more, younger individuals paying more. Everybody pays more. Why? Because they took away the competition. They wiped it out with one stroke of the pen. You know, I think at one time there was, what, 1,200, 1,500 different insurance companies that sold health insurance in this country? Well, it's going to be three, four, maybe five on the exchanges, and watch as those companies merge and become bigger companies until we're stuck with one, which will be our version of socialized medicine. The only problem is it won't be run by the government. It'll be run for profit, which means we're going to get gouged. And of course, they'll make sure that there's enough regulations out there that no one can put together some kind of a competing industry. I mean, health insurance is an industry. It's a competitive industry. It needs to stay competitive so that it benefits the consumer. We're going all the way back to the 1950s and 1960s when Blue Cross and Blue Shield was the only game in town. Remember those days? They were dark days, my friends. This is ludicrous. And here's the other thing that's ludicrous, is the fact that this college actually comes out and says that they have to do this. No, they don't. These people all work for the same master, and they will obey their master. You don't have to do anything. The sticker shock didn't sit well with some students who spoke out against the price hike. You haven't done anything, Obama, and I am disappointed in you. Well, at least they know who the current sitting president is. Another told campus reform, we don't have that money. We can barely afford books. Well, for many, we can barely afford parties. We can barely afford beer kegs. We can barely afford... Anyway. Frustration has been felt across the country as colleges and universities have to decide whether to cut coverage or offer sky-high plans. No, that isn't what's going on at all. What's going on is that they've merged the healthiest group in the world into a group that isn't so healthy. So this is the chickens coming home to roost. Because who's been advocating for more and more deviancy, which costs more and more money? High-risk lifestyles cost money, my friends. They're more expensive. That's why they're called high-risk lifestyles. And insurance is based on risk. So you want to take all the high-risk lifestyles out there and merge it in to a pool that we all participate in, we all pay more money. Couple that with a lack of competition, and we're right back to Blue Cross and Blue Shield, that big, massive bureaucracy telling everybody what they're going to cover, what they're not going to cover, randomly. Do you remember those days? Remember submitting claims to Blue Cross, praying that it went through, hoping that you got an adjuster that actually had a heart? I do. Number one. Number two is that we could take a note from the Amish. They don't have insurance. They get together and they pay each other's bills. It's a cooperative effort led by their bishop. That's how the Amish do it. They're all self-insured. So, yeah, that would be an ideal community, wouldn't it? Someone gets sick in the community, we all chip in and help them out. Well, that's the Amish way, and it seems to be working for them. And I don't think they have to participate in these exchanges. Yeah, we don't need government's help. We don't need the help of big business telling government that we need government's help. What we need is we need to get back down to basics. We need to get back down to competition, competitive markets. We need to get back to punishing deviancy and rewarding low-risk lifestyles again. We need to get back to regulating Hollywood and what they put on the screens where they show deviancy as the norm, where they come out and they parade their high-risk lifestyles to our youth, and so that our youth embrace it as normal because they think everybody else is doing it. That's what we need to do. I mean, this isn't rocket science. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Paul Drucken Financial Report. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless, and have a great evening.